It's Alt with Ray Wingnut.
All I want you to do is to listen to some music, my dear.
Weekends are bigger on Spin.
Only on the most music station, Spin Southwest.
Turn that damn music off.
It's starting now.
Hey yo, gachtina kid me to falcha rash kadi. Spin Alt air Spin Southwest is Mishavor host Ray Wingnut. August Morris Gnaw, Tom Mekasa Kyol Aaronok. August Kyol Alternative Idrinish. August Karuchan Adoyeg. August Ermadin, Rinamur Kinal Targan of Kyol, the Trur Kyol Tori Eg Sula. Hogamer Ball One on Grupa Metal Elinkus. Ball Ella on Grupa Reggae August Tradishunta, the Hardcore Priests of Yemen. August Ball One Ella on Grupa Electronic Voids. Koromer Lekele Eid, August Rinamur Ogliv Law. August Viamur Account Fuen Gyola Toshi de Krohu. August Fuen Essenes Eg Sula in Erin, Egavi Lissakardieg. Hugshi de Lon Multi Kyol Doing. August on Maid Shin Lechacht. August Homalishin Rinashid Jam Lekele. Stro kyol tori egg sola egg krohu kyol or nua good tiruk to spin alt. Sar stuff fad. Show initiate Rob, August Jen, August Allison.
My name's Robin van der Klooster and I play bass guitar in the metal band Olenkis. The band started when we were all in school, but it was under a different name then. And I knew the lads from when I was a kid, and we just met up and jammed and played covers of all sorts of songs like Amen and Blink 182 and Green Day and all sorts of songs like that. And then eventually we decided we want to change direction and we formed Olenkis about 4 years ago now.
Okay, so my name is Jen Hessman and I play the violin with a sort of a mad bunch of theatrical Looney Tunes called the Hardcore Priests of Yemen. And I've played in that band for the last 10 years. Got two albums and one EP. It's always been really hard to describe our music because it is such a big band and we have so much scope to do different types of genres. There's seven of us and we're all into completely different types of music. I think our main goal is just the crack and the show and making sure that the people who are there have really good fun. Yeah, people love it. It's just good fun, I think, and like a lot of effort goes into the shows and making sure that people are going to participate and really enjoy themselves.
My name is Alison and I'm one half of Voids, the other half being Andrew Medek, who is also a bassist, but he's kind of a different type of bassist, I guess. We play kind of down-tempo, electronic, melodic, pop kind of stuff, I guess. I really hate describing my music. I prefer if other people do.
Well, we've known each other for years. Like, I knew Jen through my cousin, Oisin. And I've actually, there was a Hardcore Priest of Yemen gig once out in the middle of nowhere
in
Flagmount.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just in East Clare. And
3 in the morning. Our drummer disappeared.
Yeah, the drummer wasn't around. And they were like, first they went to Rory, the drummer in my band, were like, oh, will he play? And he was like, oh, I can't do it. So I ended up playing drums for a Hardcore Priest of Yemen gig, and
he was brilliant.
It went all right.
It went really well, yeah. Except like our crowd was in the next room kind of going after every song. I don't know what happened. It took so long for us to go on, but yeah, that was in a community centre in the middle of Tulla.
Yeah. But I'd been really impressed with Jen's playing in general, and we seemed to get on well, so I thought violin would be a really interesting instrument to complement the kind of style. And then we set about finding someone to do vocals, and that was really hard.
It was.
Because we needed someone who would have a unique approach to it, and we also wanted a female vocalist for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hard.
And then we found Alison eventually.
Yeah. Eventually, yeah.
Well, when I started playing, one of the first songs I learned was an Eagles song. I think it was Hotel California. I didn't have an amplifier or anything, and my brother told me, oh, there's a jack input on the stereo, so plug your bass in there. And I did, and it was distorted and it sounded terrible, but I learned how to play the song. I've never had lessons, I've always learned by ear, so I just learned songs. I learned a lot of Blink 182 tracks, so Mark Hoppus, really simple punk kind of playing. And then I heard Iron Maiden and Steve Harris from Iron Maiden, and his bass lines are insane, galloping, clacky kind of playing. And I just learned all the albums, you know, so I'd sit there in my room and I just play them right the way through. Learned loads and loads and loads of covers, loads of punk, loads of metal.
Yeah, like as I said, I started with the lads in the shed banging on a djembe, just being like, for the sake that they just needed a girl in the band, because that's what they said they would do. And then I learned trad violin when I was about 11, gave it up teenage years and played rhythm for a good while. Started back at it then when we went hitching around France and played on the street and met a lot of other musicians and learned a lot from them. I really didn't, like, not in the way that Robin would have learned kind of covers to improve the instrument. I learned trad as a child and then learned to jam with people to get back into the violin. And that, in a way, is really good for me in how I fit in with the band or how I collaborate with other musicians. I've been on quite a few tracks. I'm on vinyl in Glasgow as well as a session violinist, and it's because if someone shows me something or plays something, it's easy for me to tap into some sort of melody somewhere because I'm not afraid to kind of to have fun with it. So it's evolved from that, and the band has been so good for my confidence with the violin. And like, I wouldn't be the most professional skilled player, but I definitely know that I can make the instrument sound good and stylize it in the way that I want it to sound.
I always find it hard to pinpoint like particular influences, because I feel like anything that I've ever listened to in my whole life has been an influence. Yeah, I guess, I mean, I really love listening to Katie Kim. She's an Irish singer-songwriter. Chelsea Wolfe as well, amazing singer and songwriter. And Andrew's influences would be more kind of like, I guess, hip-hop and ambient, like Boards of Canada. I really like Cert One stuff. And Monto also is great as well. Those two would be my favourite at the moment, I'd say.
I saw entry lines round your face. They're new and showed where someone took your place. Easy, watch your feet as they go, 'cause your thoughts and your words.
Jen, you sent me a text or an email or something saying, do you want to come and have a jam with us? I didn't know Rob at the time, but I'd known Jen for ages. So she was just like, yeah, come on down and we'll have a jam or whatever. So I was like, okay. Like, I'd never really jammed with anyone else apart from Andrew, so I was kind of like, I was nervous too, because I just wanted to deliver. Like, I didn't want to show up and just be completely crap. But then when we got together and we started playing, and it just kind of happened really naturally, and there wasn't really any awkwardness or anything like that. It just started to flow out, and we fairly quickly we came up with stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, like, Rob already had kind of a lot of the stuff written anyway. He made it easy for us to just kind of put our own spin on it.
Well, we started jamming in Jen's house a lot, and then myself and Alison did some work at my house as well. That was more recording work, which wouldn't have been jamming. That would have been like recording
demo stuff,
vocal ideas that Alison had, and then she could listen to those. And we worked like that. So a certain amount of it was recording based, and then a certain amount of it was based on jamming. with any jamming session, it's like that, especially from the point of view of a bass player. It's, you're in a very important position in terms of a jam, because if you mess it up, the whole foundation of it's gone. So
yeah,
I'd really put a strong emphasis on jamming, and I try and just figure out the vibe that other people are going for in the style. So I consider myself a bit of a chameleon in jamming, that if someone is moving towards a certain style, I can move towards that style, you know.
If you're used to the people you're playing with as well, it's like an unspoken consciousness where you develop a level of communication where it's, you don't even have to look at each other. You're just, you're going down this route, let's go down this route. And it's all based on ear and like body language as well, you know, because I don't have to look. When you're on stage, you can't see each other. So it's a really interesting way of interacting with other people, I think, jamming, like the process of jamming. I work with teenagers and we have a club called Sound Surfers. And my whole idea around that, it's a really unusual social interaction. And it's a really healthy thing, I think. It's something that you can get a lot out of. And you can learn a lot about yourself as well. And you have to be really, really patient, have your ears switched on, and not be afraid as well to kind of jump in and try things and be confident around each other, encouraging but also critical. So it's a really complicated social interaction, and things can get heated if it's not said in the right way. Or like, especially with the last
such a sensitive thing, creativity.
Yeah, it really
I think
is.
When, because when we had a jam, because I didn't know Rob, I think that kind of gave me a sense of freedom, because I didn't really know what he wanted. You know, maybe I'm not sure if he knew exactly what he wanted either vocally. I guess he wanted somebody to come in and do their thing. So it was kind of like, I'll just do this and see what happens. And it was cool. And like, obviously, it's nice knowing somebody else in the band. And like with Jen, I'd never done anything like that before. So it was kind of like a different side of the friendship. Mm-hmm. So that was a nice thing too.
Sometimes the mood isn't right as well.
Like
some, you know, times I jam with someone and it's just can be really difficult, and it can be a bit miserable sometimes. And sometimes even with the lads in Alenkis, we do a jam and we're playing and we're just not in the right headspace, and then we just start laughing because it's so bad, you know. Like incredibly cheesy or just really down tempo and terrible. But you know, that's part of the process as well. Then we could go away for an hour, come back, and you know, jam something that was absolutely amazing. But then some musicians I jam with, and it can be difficult sometimes, especially like, you know, rhythm is a very important part of that. I've played music with a lot of people, especially earlier on when I was in school, that, you know, didn't have a very good sense of rhythm. And as a bass player, I like learned to play with people who didn't have good rhythm, and you just have to watch for their cues, when they're going to change, because you couldn't follow the clock. You had to just watch them and go now and just change to the next bar or whatever. But that's great as well, like, you know, having a bad jam, it's a learning experience as well. Yeah. Track everything again, or else we could take that original demo, which is, I think, good enough if we vamped up the sound
just
a bit.
It cuts off. I don't think we ever finished it. Like, the song cuts, you're just getting into it, and then it goes bam, finished.
No, that one was finished.
It had, which one?
You know, the first one we did.
With the keyboard?
No. The one that we did where Rory recorded the drums and stuff, and then Alison recorded some vocals, but some of it didn't have lyrics on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember.
Yeah.
Did we do that live?
We did that live, and then did some overdubbing, but if Alison can put some vocals on it, and I'll like try and mix it a bit and make it sound more like it could actually be on the radio.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
Yeah, it has that whole synth bit, you know, with the envelopes. Like,
I don't think we'd be doing it justice if we just hummed it.
No.
Yeah. It's Especially the violin is like.
Ray Wingnut.
Every Sunday morning from 9:45.
Only on the Most Music Station. Spin Southwest.
Air Spin Alt, Air Spin Southwest. Chinevi, Rob, August, Jen, August, Allison, Egg, Dane of Jam, August, on Tanum, Erin, Parchin, Chinevi, Rafia, August, Komalishin, Hugshid, Kupla, Multi, Kyol, doing Koma, Show Initiate, Rob, Jen, August, Allison.
I guess, in a dream world, like Rich Egan from Jape, I'd love to play bass on some Jape tracks. Just awesome. I love his music. If we're talking about like the absolute ideal of
the dream.
Yeah.
I love Nanu Nanu. I think they're great. They like created their own genre called alien pop, and their live shows are unreal. It's like smoke machines and lasers and UV lights, and they just put so much effort into their live shows, and it's very inspiring to see somebody, people who are working that hard to achieve. It's not just about the music, it's the whole like visual thing as well. The experience of the live show, it's pretty impressive.
Oh, I did a remix for Nanu Nanu as well, and it was great fun. It was just really good fun, yeah. And they seemed to like it when it was finished as well, which was great. I was chuffed.
What is all the anger, all the fighting for? Bodies cut to pieces for the gods of war. In this constitution, a human form. To kill your roaming breed, how long can you ignore?
Girl as well to mention, and one to watch, I suppose, is Tara Stacey. She supported us for our album launch in the Cardboard Circus, and shortly after that she kind of went viral on YouTube. Somebody had scammed her out of an Electric Picnic ticket, and she made up a song about it. She got the money back, so absolute character. But she's brilliant music, like, yeah. really
she
skilled.
Writes quite, the subjects she sings about are quite sad, like love and yeah. loss, but her songs
really
aren't
happy.
Sad. She makes, like, she's so kind of witty yeah. and articulate that yeah. it's just like completely captivating, and yeah. it's not depressing at all. It's just yeah. she's a really great performer and kind yeah. of storyteller. She's great.
If I had a penny for every time I thought of you and smiled, I'd have a billion pennies and line them up. The line would go for miles, but I don't get pennies when I think of.